Top 5 Face-Off contains adult themes and language that some people may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
He's Matt Hurst.
He's Matt Squirrel.
This is Top 5 Face-Off, the official world ranking of everything. What are we ranking today, Hurst?
Well, Squirrel, today, at last...
At last.
We are ranking the top 5 TV theme tunes.
Coming up right after this awesome theme tune.
There's more than 5, call Squirrel and Hurst. It's the top 5 face-off. The actual facts. It's the top 5 face-off. The facts are exact. Top 5 face-off. Top 5 face-off. Official world ranking. What's next? You decide.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. Welcome back to all of our existing rankers, and welcome to any new rankers we may have joining the show. For all of those noobs, why don't you tell them what we do here and why we do it?
Well, this is Top 5 Face-Off, where we rank stuff. It's a random topic each week chosen by our Patreons. And this week, we are very excited to be finally putting to bed the official Top 5 theme tunes. Now, it's up to us to lay them out. And it's up to you, the rankers, to visit our website, top5faceoff.co.uk, and tell us which one of us is correct. One of us is always correct. But who will win this titanic battle of the themes?
To be honest, mate, having lost 6 of the last 7, I don't even care. I really, really want this one. I really want it bad.
Well,
like, if I never win again, if I can win TV theme tunes, I'll be like, I'll be well hyped.
All right.
But I am staring down the barrel of a potential torpedoing.
Torpedoing? We've got a name for it. Hooray! Well, whether or not we need that name, of course, we have yet to find out.
Fingers crossed we don't. Come on, I'm feeling all right.
We can't just jump straight into that, though, Hurst. We're too British.
Of course we can.
How has the weather been?
Yeah, it's all right. It's been hot, and then it's been a bit rainy today, but mostly just still been hot. What about you?
Well, I spent yesterday in a field, and it was bastard hot, Hurst. It was scraping on 29, wasn't it, or something? Daft?
It was very, very hot.
It was mad hot.
I just hid inside for the most part, but we did go to a friend's barbecue and actually rained a little bit, which was one of those times when you sit down and go, oh yeah, the rain, and you just let it fall on your face a little bit.
Yes. So very hot here in the UK.
Yeah.
Speaking of being in the UK, Hurst, what's going on? I'll tell you what's going on, Hurst. We have a listener who has listened to more than one of our podcasts from Nigeria.
Get out.
Nah, serious. One listener outside of the UK, and it's someone from Nigeria.
And is this a friend of ours who's moved to Nigeria, or is this an organic ranker?
I've literally no idea. I can only see the location stats. So, Nigerian ranker, get in touch. hello@top5faceoff.co.uk. We are very pleased to welcome you to our ranking team.
This is massive news. International rankers. Mm.
Tell all your Nigerian friends and your non-Nigerian friends. We don't care where your friends come from. We're just very excited, no matter where you live.
We are indeed.
What about you, Hurst? What's going on?
Well, Doug has an asbo.
Your dog has an asbo.
Yeah. Doug the dog has an asbo. He escaped, bit someone. The police came round, had a little word, checked out that we'd secured the garden. And now he's got an official record. It's basically a doggy asbo. So, well done, Doug. Welcome to the neighbourhood.
So, have you got like a certificate or some shit?
I think I'm getting one via email.
Ooh.
But yeah, I've certainly had to sign my name and give all of his details. He's just lying on the floor right now, like butter wouldn't melt, but I can tell you, it would melt.
Things I didn't know existed until right now. Asbos for dog. Can any animal get an asbo?
I mean, I guess it's not officially called an asbo, but it's basically an asbo. Also, just going to quickly throw in another apology for a dreadful microphone episode again last week. I have procured a new one. In fact, excellent Patreon Kovacs pretty much dared me to eat something.
No, he didn't. With the new one. No, he didn't, because I'm going to play Mel C again and we'll get another copyright strike.
Well, I mean, I haven't got anything to eat, but
Good job.
If the rankers are going to taunt me, I will start eating. I mean, I've been good. Well,
there'll just be more Mel C.
I'm not scared. I'll do it.
He's a big boy now.
Yeah, that's right. I do what I want, innit?
Oh, well.
Exciting news. This week is going to be competition week, as well as being theme tune week.
Ooh, tell me more, Hurst.
Well, we have two competitions. One of them is a play-along for fun competition, which we will do later on in the show. And another one is actually our Patreons can win an original piece of art that I did for the top five Disney film. It's going to be put to raffle. Everyone who is a Patreon will get an entry. Anyone who's a super-duper high-level Patreon will get five entries.
Wow.
And we'll just pull it out of the hat live on the next show, which won't be live when you listen to it, guys. It'll be live for us. I'll be dead excited.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's happening. If you're not already a Patreon, you can get on that.
What if the person in Nigeria wins?
Well, I'll just have to send it to Nigeria.
All right, cool.
I mean, it's not massive. It's like a piece of A4 paper, but it's pretty banging. I'll put a picture of it on Facebook.
Live happenings going on live right now, Hurst. I have a message from your wife who says, just to say, full disclosure, the lady that Doug bit is fine. So there we are. She wanted to make that clear.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was only a little nick. He didn't take a hand off.
Good to know. What's been gripping your shit, Hurst?
I'll tell you what's been tearing my tea bag, squirrel. People starting a sentence with, I'm not going to lie. Now, I know back in them days, we used to sometimes, if we were going to admit to something, say, I'll be honest, or to be honest. And that was all right. But people start sentences, especially the young people, not infrequently now with, I'm not going to lie. If you find yourself starting a sentence with, I'm not going to lie, you need to take a step back and think,
maybe I should lie.
Yeah. Does that mean everything else that you're saying is a lie? Unless they've said, I'm not going to lie, am I to assume that you are lying for the rest of the time? It's a bit of a shit grip in my shit, so maybe we just can that one.
Well, if nothing else, that bit's going at the end of the episode.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really have a lot to say, but I did want to say tearing my tea bags.
Shall we look into last week's results, Hurst?
I'm reticent.
That's a big word. Does that mean you want to or you don't want to?
I think it means I don't want to, but I feel I should.
Well, you've got no choice, really.
I know it needs to be done, but I'm in fear of, like, what is it? I'm 1 from 7 at the moment.
Let's have a look, Hurst. Maybe it'll be 2 from 8. Maybe it'll be 1 from 8. However, we've got some comments to go through first. Ready for some comments?
I'm ready.
So let's start with one for you. It's a vote for Hurst, and the comment is from Anonymous. It just says, because Matt is super cool. The end.
Decent.
There you go. And they do mean you because they've only put one T on. So that's you.
Oh, yeah.
I have 2 T's, Rankers. Hurst only has 1 T on his mat.
I suspect I know who it might be. That might be the people at the barbecue yesterday as I was hawking our show.
Ah, right. Okay.
So it's either James or Georgia. Yay, James or Georgia.
Right, if it was James or Georgia. Hello. Feel free to put your name at the end, then we don't have to guess. Vote for me. Although the Falcon is one of my all-time favourite ships, this list is better. Love Galactica. Thanks, Kovac. And it was Kovac who suggested the topic, so thank you, Kovac, for your comment. Hurst is just shaking his head at me. He's not pleased.
Kovac, you wanted me to chew live on air. I think he's sabotaging me.
There's another one for you here, Hurst, and it just says, it's my birthday. So there we go. Good work.
Yeah.
Vote for me, says Davaz here. Hurst. Poor showing from Hurst this week. One of his wasn't even a spaceship. Madness. I don't know what he's talking about, but, you know, let us know next time. Fans of Flight of the Navigator should also watch Captain Disillusion's excellent breakdown of the special effects, by the way. Oh, okay. I guess that's on YouTube. Thanks, Davaz. Hurst. Someone's voted for you and says, that really parties my button, or buttons my parties. That's Meg98. Thanks, Meg.
Nice one, Meg.
Here is a vote for me. Thanks for nothing. If we, it actually says, it's not me saying, if we're called rankers, then what are you called? Now, Hurst and I discussed this. What did we come up with first?
Higher architect.
Higher architects. That's us. Continuing this message here from Anonymous. Anyway, thanks for nothing. David Spader made me snort and laugh at work and everyone asked if I was okay, you dicks. Also, the Death Star is obviously a spaceship and obviously cool. Disagrees with us both there, Hurst.
Rankers, this is ridiculous. First of all, claiming that one of mine wasn't a spaceship when I'm looking at them again, yeah, they're all spaceships, and I did Google it, and then calling the Death Star a spaceship when it's clearly a space station.
It can, anyway, not important. The last one is a vote for you, Hurst, from another anonymous person. They're not pleased, Hurst. They are not pleased with us at all. They say, very disappointed in this. So very mainstream. Nothing from books at all. The 2 most famous sci-fi series feature with 5 ships and 2 more in the worst category. You really must try harder.
All right, steady on, Malcolm.
Damn, the Malks are coming for us.
That's the Malkiest comment we've ever had, though.
Possibly the milkiest comic. Good job. There was, very nearly on my list, was The Pillar of Autumn and the Normandy from Halo and Mass Effect video games. I thought about book spaceships, but none of them really bothered my list at any point.
Yeah. But also, judging them on looks then becomes purely down to your imagination.
I mean, there are some cool spaceships in books. I nearly included a spaceship from a book, but I thought it would be a bit rude to include one from a book that I wrote. So, yeah, didn't. Just wait for Phil's. Fuck all that, Hurst. Do you want some results?
Yeah, go on, let's do it.
All right, Hurst, you got 17 votes.
Oh, no.
I got 19 votes, Hurst.
Four-pedoed.
But you're going to fix all that today. You've already said so, so that is fine.
Well, yeah, this is the one. Yeah, Ned, this, it seems to be that definitely some kind of, since pretty much chomping.
Oh, imagine.
We'll call it the chomping is the official thing, which means I don't know that people are getting the right idea. I think they're just listening to the list wrong.
There you are, Ragus. You're listening wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway, officially, the top five coolest fictional spaceships are the USS Enterprise, the Planet Express ship, Event Horizon, Serenity, and at number one, Galactica. Official, says us and you.
That was officially it.
The very trippy subject we've had this week, so I've got to say, I had a lot on my list that have moved about and bounced up and down. I have 19 in total that I wanted to include, and I had to pick five.
Yeah, I managed to get my short list down, to about 25. Mm. And quite a few of those started to filter themselves out, but I found really helpful. I started listening to them. You can go on Spotify or whatever and actually listen to TV themes. And yeah, that helped me where I remembered something being really amazing and I wasn't sure how it compared to... How it compared to another girl stripping for me.
Sorry, I've just put her stuff by unzipping my overalls, which I'm still wearing.
Yeah, that was strangely erotic.
Strangely? Clearly erotic.
Overalls don't normally do it for me.
Well, Kylie Minogue, mate, in Neighbours. Don't you remember Charlene was a mechanic?
All right. Yeah, well, Kylie Minogue in pretty much anything or nothing. But we digress. Once I was listening to them, sometimes what I remembered as being the most amazing TV theme tune was still a good thing, but it didn't necessarily stand up against some of the other ones. So the actual side-by-side comparison really helped me find my top five. And it was a little bit like when we did Big Man action movies. It just felt right or it didn't. And I slotted them all into place and listened to them in. And I was like, you know what? I'm happy with that. And that was a couple of days ago. So I've just left it and let it be.
All right. Shall we rank them then, Hurst?
Let's do it. So how are we going to decide who goes first this week?
We're going to flip the coin of destiny. But hang on, it's got two sides. Which side means which, Hurst?
Well, I would assume that Hez means Hurst and Squirrels Have Tails.
Let's do it. Is Squirrels Have Tails?
All right.
All right. Feeling pressure on this one, Hurst. This one is big. We've been waiting for so long.
This week we're going to do, rather than announcing it and then playing it, we're going to play the theme tune. And if you know it, you'll be going, yeah. And if you don't, you'll go, what is this shit?
Or if you know it, you might be going, oh, why have they chosen this? Anyway, I'm going to have to look it up. Is this one, I don't even know if it has an official name. I'm just going to play it to you. It does have a name. Here we go. Recognize what it is, Hurst.
Match of the day. Not match of the day, cricket. It's the cricket music.
It is the cricket music. On this thing I've got here, it says BBC Test Match cricket theme song.
Yeah. BBC Test Match.
No idea what it might actually be called. It's such a banger. I love it. I don't have a massive amount to say about it besides I really like it. It was remixed into a dance song called Saved by Mr. Roy in like the late 90s, maybe 97, 98, which I still have on playlist today because the cricket theme tune is such a banging song.
It is, and I have to say, I'm impressed because I know how much you are not interested in cricket.
I'm not a fan of cricket at all. This is just about the theme tunes.
To put that aside and just say that is an absolute banger, I respect that. And it is an excellent choice.
There are many theme tunes to sports shows which are bangers. Like, this is the only one I have, but like you said, Match of the Day, banger. Grandstand, I believe, banger. Like, there were many, but I thought by far the best one.
Yeah, a lot of great music for sport. more so from the 80s and 90s. I think they just stopped bothering. They phoned it in a bit after that, but there was some great theme tune.
So yeah, my number five, we're just calling it Cricket Theme Tune.
Excellent choice. Right.
Thanks.
My number five, are you ready?
Oh, it's the Littlest Hobo.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me. Down the road, that's where I'll always be. Every stop I make a new friend. Can't stay for long, just turn around and I'm gone again. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. So if you want.
It is indeed the Littlest Hobo, sung by Terry Bush, and it was a great, I mean, it was like a version of Lassie, but more gritty and, you know, on the road. The Little Hobo went around, you know, helping people, and then off he went again. And it's just, it was a great show, and it's a great theme tune. In fact, it's one of the ones I sing at karaoke, and it always gets a little bit of a smile.
Oh, I can imagine it does. Nostalgia, right?
Because people love nostalgia, but it's a good theme tune anyway.
It is. And the dog was called London, if I remember correctly. In the Littlest Hobo.
You might there be you right. Go. I didn't realise it had a name. I thought it just went around doing its own business unless it gave itself a name.
The actor dog, I believe, is the real name.
Bravo. Good knowledge there. I mean, that would have been a good fact or estimated fact.
Which I've absolutely 100% done.
Excellent. I look forward to that. What's your number four then? Futurama.
Futurama indeed, Hurst. It's just so fun and catchy. It's one of my favourite theme tunes. Back by Slim, would you believe? Did the long version, the 5-minute version.
I did not know that.
Yes, and then they obviously chopped it out so it fitted into the 30-second theme tune to Futurama. It's so much fun. It's great to watch. They changed little bits of it just like they did for The Simpsons each time. Very similar, I thought, as well, to Brooklyn Nine-Nine's theme tune, and that's why Brooklyn Nine-Nine's theme tune didn't make my list, because it's still very good, but that one I think is better and very similar. So.
Yeah, that's a good
thing. And then funky bass line, just like the theme to Futurama. Does it have a name? Nope!
Fair enough. I'm not a Futurama watcher, and I think that probably made you like it more than it authentically.
It is very hard to separate the theme from the show. It's got to be said.
It is, which you did excellently on your number five. So that's why I'm going to say I think there might be a bit of a you loving Futurama, because it comes up quite a lot in this show.
It definitely does, but it's still a banger.
Okay, well, here is my number four.
What the piss is this, Hurst? What is it?
That is the theme tune to Band of Brothers, which was a Second World War miniseries. It was an 8-episode, and I still maintain to this day, this came out early 2000s.
Yes.
I maintain it's the best thing that's ever been on telly. Absolutely incredible. It's so well written, well cast, brilliantly acted, and it follows Easy Company, a team of American paratroopers, through their whole journey through World War II. And it's an all-star cast. It's directed by Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg, I believe. Ooh. And if you've not seen it, you owe it to yourself to watch Band of Brothers. And that music is just so, it's so beautiful and so It gives me goosebumps when I hear it now because it reminds me of what's coming and how amazing it is. So for me, I had to put the main titles from Band of Brothers, which is also, I believe, Ball's theme. One of the characters is called Ball. I think it's his theme music, but yeah, that doesn't really matter. It's watch it. If you haven't watched it, watch it, please.
You heard it here, Rankers. Listen to the rest of this and then go vote and then go watch it.
Yeah, do those things in that order.
Yeah. Here comes my number three. Hurst, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, good.
Thunderbirds.
Thunderbirds.
It's another one that started 5, 4.
Yeah, I got rid of that. Because it does that, and then it does bits from the episode that's coming up, and then it does the theme tune.
Right. It is classic.
The Thunderbirds featured. I think it's such a good piece of music. It's very military-like and it's like proper big orchestra stuff as well when you consider it as a TV kids show with puppets.
It was a great one though, wasn't it?
It was a great TV show when you were a kid and the music was just immense. I believe the end music was also quite big. I can't remember what it was like off the top of my head, but as you're hearing in the background right now, Thunderbirds. Banger!
Yeah. It's a good one, and to be honest, I like the 5, 4, 3, 2 when it came over that, because that made the show, and actually, we didn't get to hear it then, but it does enhance the overall theme tune, so it's even better than what you just heard.
Thunderbirds are going, it's got a rocket taking off, Thunderbird 1, isn't it? Yeah,
it's got that suspense, that countdown to the start of something awesome, so yeah, it is a good one. Good choice.
Are we going to get any of the same? We haven't yet.
I think if we are, well, we've still got another 5 to go, haven't we?
5.
4. Right, this is my number 3.
The Quantum Leap. I forgot about that one. That is an absolute banger of a theme.
Quantum Leap was, it was just a great program. It was about a guy who managed to find a time-traveling device and he ended up jumping into the body of someone in the past. And each time he was there, he had to find out what had gone wrong in that particular situation and try and fix it. And as soon as he did that, he'd leap out of that body and into the next one. But every time he was hoping the next one was the next leap home because he didn't know how to get out of it. And he only had his conduit owl to help him navigate his way around. It was a brilliant, unique idea for a show. Yeah, and they have remade it, and I started to watch the first episode, and I thought, what's the point? I don't need this. Why remake it? They're like, why is like remaking Jaws? Just leave it alone. Let it be.
We know he never made it home. You know, don't do it.
Yeah, yeah. But it is a brilliant show, and that was the music, and it was
just such a good feature. Super 80s.
Yeah. And do you remember when you used to be able to, when you got the first phone, like the Nokia, whatever, and you could type your own theme tunes into them?
Did you type in the Quantum Leap?
I typed in Quantum Leap. And people thought I was the boy.
You were the coolest guy when you were 33 dead.
Yeah, fine.
That must have taken ages.
It did take ages. They were totally rapid. Yeah, and you've got to get the gaps right as well. But yeah, it did some time.
Because the timing.
But it was spot on. It was speeding. So yeah, Quantum Leap, number 3.
That is a great theme tune that I'm angry that I haven't put on my list. And said that was going to happen. I forgot all about that.
Yes.
Oh, cracker. Good job.
So what have you got at number 2 then? I'm really hoping we've got one overlap at least. Well, that would be interesting for the rankers if we've got no overlap. That doesn't happen often.
Doesn't happen often. This is another show that I'm not really a fan of at all. but my wife absolutely loves it, and it's hard to deny just how good the theme music is. Here we go.
Is this Miss Marple? Murder, She Wrote. I knew it was something in that kind of area, clever lady detectives.
The Murder, She Wrote theme tune is just so happy and fun, unlike Jessica Fletcher, who goes around killing everybody and then framing others in her shows.
Is that the one that had Angela Lansbury in it?
Correct, indeed, yes. Angela Lansbury was Jessica Fletcher.
Yeah.
The music's just cracking. Like, it's... again, a whole bloody orchestra, but perhaps for something a bit more serious than a puppet show. But yeah, Murder, She Wrote is so obscenely catchy that this might bring me the win this week. That's such a good song. That's what I'm saying.
You mean, because I'm feeling that, I mean, it might do, you know, it depends how nostalgic and... people are going to be torn, I think, on this one.
This is going to be a tricky week.
My number two is very different to your number two.
All right.
Let's see.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
Cracking theme tune the A-Team really is.
Good. Like the build up to trap, this is this exposition in a really cool damn voice. And then and then the fucking banging music comes in.
And then like halfway through the electric guitar comes in just so you know it's the 80s.
It became synonymous with action, like when you were a kid, like if you were doing some kind of playing action, you do it to the A-Team CG. It's such a good song, and it's just,
it really is.
It's got the suspense, it's got the build up, and it delivers as well. What a great tune, if it wasn't just the excellence of my number one.
Number two, the A-Team. Good shout, Hurst. Let's quickly shift gears and talk about the worst theme tune. This was tough. I found most of them are okay. There's a lot of theme tunes that don't suit the show they're on, but that's not really what we're about. We're about just the worst theme tune. And I went with the theme tune to a TV... Oh, do you want to try and guess it?
All right, come on, hit me.
All right, here it comes, buddy.
Feet.
Suits.
Yeah, it's a shit theme tune.
It's just dull.
I really liked Suits. Well, for the first few seasons, then it got a bit. It just kind of chewed its way up its own ass.
The first couple of seasons, it was good, but that had nothing to do with it.
But yeah, the theme tune was suck.
Feels like someone just, oh, I like that band, let's have them do us a theme song and not tell them anything our show's about.
Does feel like a Nepo tune, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then someone's just going to squeak for a bit while someone plays a bass guitar and that's it. And it finishes.
Yeah.
You don't care. As you're hearing in the background, it's probably already finished. It's rubbish.
I totally get it. I never liked that as a theme tune.
Yeah.
That was a low point. They should have done better.
Yes, indeed. Like, if any of these shows come up on Netflix that we've discussed so far and the old skip credit buttons come up, hell no, because I'm listening to this music. Suits every goddamn time. Like, get past it. Do it. Go away.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this one is what I've chosen for my worst one.
Coronation Street.
It makes me want to just kill myself. It's so fucking depressing.
It's like a funeral march. I have that on my list of worsts. It was so bad.
I was torn. I mean, there's a program you may remember from when we were growing up called Johnny Briggs, and I hate that one as well. The trombone. That's mostly because I didn't like Johnny Briggs, and when it would come, I'd be like, no. I quickly shuffled that to the side and realised what I still hate and can't bear to listen to is Coronation Street. I mean, talk about setting yourself up. It's like the opposite of the A-Team, or I found another one that is the opposite of whilst I was trying to explain why I hated it so much, which was this.
theme tune that got you like into the zone of like, yeah, we're going into like this crystal maze, and it really got you hyped and like in the zone for it. And that's a good theme tune. Didn't make my list, but good. And Coronation Street's like the opposite of that. It's like, are you feeling good? Well, just watch this.
Yes, this is going to be quite dull, like this music.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just god awful. Why would someone do that? It's like, wow, I can't wait to see what happens next. But awful. Hate it. Coronation Street, dreadful. But that doesn't matter, does it? Because doesn't that matter, doesn't count for the list. That's just
the
fact.
Out your brains, rankers. Here comes some excellent theme tunes. Sound the fanfare. It comes number one. Hurst, you ready to hear my number one?
Do it.
Now, it's a bit niche, so you may not recognise it. Don't beat yourself up if you don't recognise it. The best TV theme tune. Yeah. Obviously, it's the 80s. It's just so bloody good. I'm intrigued as to what you're going to say is better than that, because it was always on my number one. It's just one of the greatest theme tunes. It is the greatest TV theme tune of all goddamn time, Hurst. Shocking that you've only got it at number two.
I'm so glad we got some overlap. You had Murder, She Wrote at number two, dude. Let's not get too critical.
It's a banger!
Is it? Or is it not?
We're going to find out.
Let the rankers decide.
It might be the second best TV theme tune of all time. We're going to find out this time-ish next week.
Gosh, that'll be alarming. Anyway, brilliant. Great choice. Obviously, for all the reasons I just said, it's so flipping good.
So flipping good.
Have you got a fact and an estimated fact for me?
I do have a fact and an estimated fact for you, Hurst. It's not about the theme tune as such, although it's kind of one of them is, but it's more about the A-team itself.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Fact: the beginning of the theme tune says that the A-team was sent to prison for a crime they didn't commit. That crime was robbing the Bank of Hanoi. Or, fact: George Peppard was a skilled martial artist, and everybody except for Mr. T thought he could probably beat Mr. T in a fight.
Ah, Hannibal. He did love it when the plan came together, though, didn't he?
He did. He did.
Yeah. That is a good one. I mean, it was around like Vietnam War, wasn't it?
Yes, they were Vietnam veterans, weren't they?
Yeah, so Bank of Hanoi, a crime they didn't commit. But that was the crime they were accused of committing, but they didn't. They promptly escaped. Which is the best way to escape.
They didn't escape first, they promptly escaped. They just fucking immediately left. And like, we don't want to be here, and we're the goddamn 80.
They didn't hang around wondering what they were going to do. Like, oh, we're in prison. Let's escape. Quick.
Let's escape.
I think it was that first one that the crime was robbing the bank in Hanoi.
You think that's the fact?
I think that's the fact.
It is indeed the fact, Hurst. They did rob the Bank of Hanoi.
Excellent.
They did actually also rob the Bank of Hanoi, which kind of puts their crime they didn't commit into some sort of disrepute. They robbed the bank, but they robbed it under order, and they didn't realise that they were doing an crime.
Uh-huh. That classic excuse. I didn't realise.
Didn't realise robbing banks was illegal, sir.
I thought this was just a free-for-all. Take as much as you want, and all you can eat buffet style bank.
But yes, you're entirely correct. I suspect George Peppard will be turned to paste by Mr. T, like many, many people would be. Anyway, yank the needle on the A-team. I need to hear what your number one is, Ernst. I gotta know what you think is better than that A-team theme.
Alright, well, prepare to be dazzled and smile.
Oh, no. Obviously, I should have known you were going to choose Baywatch.
Yes, Jimmy Jameson singing I'll Be Ready or I'll Be There. It's just a brilliant night. It was Saturday night as a teenager. I asked the Gladiators, or before Gladiators, around the Gladiators time. It was Gladiators and Baywatch, and then it was going out to see your mate. And it was just great. And it's a brilliant theme tune, and it was a great show, as justified by the fact that it was the widest watched TV show anywhere in the world at that time. Like,
yes, it was.
Literally billions of viewers. So I can't think why. Sexy people running around in Next to Nothing on a beach pretending to solve crime. And when they did the remake of Baywatch with Dwayne Johnson and what's his name of High School Musical?
Zac Efron.
They just did it absolute justice and poked holes in there, or poked fun at it more than poked holes in it. But also, it was still brilliant for all the same reasons.
It was genuinely good film.
Yeah, brilliant film, brilliant show, great theme tune. And it holds a special place in my heart for Best Man Mike, I, and Rachel, because when we had their weddings, I was his best man as well. They had, you know, when they have the reading in the wedding.
Yep.
First verse, some people stand in the darkness, afraid to step into the light. So I actually, I read out, on their request, because they're hilarious, I read out the first verse of that. So you had half the audience pissing themselves, and then all the parents sitting there going, oh, this is outrageous, she's doing such a lovely speech. I can't believe they're all laughing.
No idea what was going on, yeah.
No idea that I was basically emotionally reading Baywatch theme tune. So it's got a special place in our heart, but it always did have. It's a great tune.
All right, do you have a fact, an estimated fact, for Baywatch / the Baywatch theme tune?
Fact. Whilst performed by Jimmy Jameson, I'm Always Here was actually written by David Hasselhoff off of the show. And being the host. And Knight Rider.
Knight Rider on my list of nearlies. Yep.
As was Airwolf. Airwolf came in and out a little bit.
Airwolf's cracker. Bruce on my list.
Anyway, going back. Facts. Whilst performed by Jimmy Jameson, I'm Always Here was actually written by David Hasselhoff.
Right.
Fact. I'm Always Here was not originally the show's theme tune. Season 1 featured Save Me by Peter Cetera.
Series 1 absolutely featured Save Me as their theme tune.
Absolutely right. We both got it right.
Yes. Yeah, I knew that one because I nearly mentioned it a couple of minutes ago. It wasn't always the theme tune to Baywatch, though, but they did so good.
I did actually have another true that I could have slotted in, and I almost did, which was Jimmy Jameson, the singer, was also the singer in Survivor of Eye of the Tiger fame.
Ah, that is a good fact. Of Rocky. I like that, that we've heard that one as well.
Right, we're going to play our other secret quiz. This is a competition between Squirrel and the Ranker.
I'm excited, Rankers, because I don't know what this is.
It's Play Along at Home. I am going to play you a series of theme tune.
Ooh.
And as soon as you know what it is, you're going to shout it out loud. And
including me, as soon as I know what it is.
Including you, as soon as you know what it is, you're going to shout it out loud. And when you get it right, I'm going to move on to the next one. And the Rankers can play along at home. And if they shout it out loud before you do,
They win. Good one. You win respect, right? We're not giving them anything, are we?
Yeah, this is just for fun. This is like...
Excellent, for fun.
Are they better than Squirrel at this, and they can keep their own score sheet and let us know.
Beautiful.
I'm
even
going to
edit this one nicely, Rankers, because we'll probably release the entire video so you can tell I'm not cheating. So,
that's nice. That's good form.
How many songs did you say we had, sorry?
I didn't say. I'm just going to go on for a little bit and then at some point we'll stop.
Hello, Rankers. Squirrel here. I'm going to have to switch back to the unfiltered version of Hearst's recording, so it's going to sound a bit rough, but we'll be able to hear the music. Okay.
So we're going to start with Ready... Steady.
It's Star Trek.
It is Star Trek.
Okay, we froze. We're just going one off the other. Okay.
Yeah.
Sex and the City. This is Airwolf. What is that? Oh, MASH.
Yeah.
Keeping Up Appearances.
Nope.
No. Shit, it's some British sitcom.
It is.
It's not One Foot in the Grave. It's not Keeping Up... It sure is not Keeping Up Appearances.
It's
Faulty Tower.
Oh, balls. I hope you got that one, Rangers. Breaking Bad?
Yep.
All Creatures Great and Small.
Yep.
Better Day or Grandstand or something like that.
Grandstand.
Alright. This is like another sports theme, but I don't know the sport. Is it Match of the Day?
No.
No. It's not the darts.
It'll be on telly soon. Wimbledon!
Oh, Wimbledon, of course it is. It's a tennis. Yeah, we've got the questions.
Yeah.
I'm just going to sing this song because I like it. Also, because I can't remember what the fuck it is, obviously. Fucking, is it? It's not Frank Spencer, who said that?
It's Terry and June.
Terry and June. God, we're old. Oh, Howard's Way.
Yeah.
I'm holding you. Nearly 14 million years ago, expansion started.
Oh, fucking Big Bang Theory. I hate Big Bang Theory. Bullshit. Don't watch it, Rankers.
I love it. Watch it.
Rubbish. It's the Pink Panther.
It is.
Oh, well, Mission Impossible. I was trying to think of something more complicated. Well, I don't know what this could be.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
All right. Oh, Mastermind.
Yep.
Going chill. The original version.
Hello?
They say I'm
on the truth. Oh, fuck it up. This is my foot in the grave.
It is, yeah.
Hang on, this is MASH again. Fucking Airwolf, I should have said Airwolf 308. Oh, cheers, this bothered my list.
It bothered my list a lot, it's a number
one point. Member Heavy Bandit.
Yep.
Blockbusters.
Yeah.
X-Files, yep. That bothered my list. Heartbeat.
Yep.
Du, du, du. Stop. Is it Cagney and Lacey?
It is not.
Oh, Dallas or it's Dynasty. Dallas. There you go. Red Dwarf, Series 3 onwards. Bergerac. That's an American one. There's something scrolling across the screen, isn't it? Shit. What is this? Probably not going to get this one, right? Because you're in luck.
LA Law.
Oh. That's Casualty.
Yep.
Sounds like the cricket. Oh, no. Countdown.
Yes.
Doctor Who from a long time ago.
And the last one.
All right. I'm pulling faces, Rankers. Oh, fuck it, that was Benny Hill.
Yes, it is.
Well done, Skrill. You are very, very good at that game.
Well, maybe the Rankers will be better, though, Hurst.
I will be highly surprised if any of our Rankers can honestly say that they beat you in that. And if they can, fair play. I don't feel that they are liars. They've got some heavy truth bombs on us.
Mm.
Yeah, I guess we're drawing towards the end of the show. We just need to know, I suppose, what's next.
Oh, yeah. That's something we do, isn't it, Hurst? All right, stand by while I dig up the Wheel of Decision. Can you see the Wheel of Decision?
I can see it.
Now that TV Futures isn't on it anymore, Hurst, what is the one you're going to be hoping comes up every single week?
Is a good one. I see we've got wrestlers back. Did we have wrestlers disappear
for
a bit?
Yeah, we've had wrestlers for a while. No,
it was gladiators we had that turned into wrestlers, didn't they? Yeah.
Something like that, yes.
I think my favourite one on that list now is Blur or Oasis songs. But there's a lot of good stuff on that. I think board games will be a challenging one because it is so broad.
That is broad. But then, in fairness, so was TV theme tunes, it turns out.
I mean, I'm happy with any of them, but I think if Blur Oasis songs come up this week, like two of my favourites in a row would just be too much. I think I need to have something a bit less exhilarating for me there.
Let's spin that wheel. All right. Oh, it's not going to be Blur. It's going to be wrestlers. Okay.
Wrestlers.
There you are, The Vision.
Okay.
Top five wrestlers.
I'm going to have to go and watch some promos on YouTube to see who had the best bands.
Yeah, that'd be great. Rankers, thank you very much for listening, as always. Especially thank you for listening if you're in Nigeria. Excellent. We especially love you.
Don't forget to join the Patreons if you haven't already to be in with a chance of a piece of original Hearst artwork. It is A4 size. It's got the list at the bottom, so you can never forget what the top five Disney movies are. And it is a pastel drawing, pastel colours of The Lion King.
Presumably there will be pictures of it on the socials, Hearst.
Yes, I will add it to the Facebooks.
Excellent, and then I will add it to other places. Remember, you get one entry for that if you are a Patreon, and five entries to win the picture if you are a member of the official supporter hub. You also get your name read out in every podcast. Thank you very much to Dav Paz, Kovach, and Ross Taylor. You can send us an email. Tell us why we're wrong about stuff like that other person did earlier today. hello@top5faceoff.co.uk. Visit us on YouTube. Just search for Top 5 Face Off. Look on Facebook. We're Top 5 Face Off. Hey, what about Blue Sky? Guess what? Top 5 Face Off. This is all boring. You know this. Just go to the website and vote. That's all we really want you to do. Top5faceoff.co.uk. Pick your winner.
Give us a vote. Write us a message because we flipping love you guys.
We love you guys. Even when you tell us we're crap, we love you. I think we're done. Please rewind this podcast for the next person who wants to listen. We will see you this time next week with the top five wrestlers. Bye, Rankers.
See you later, Rankers. Love you.
Top 5 Face-Off is presented by Matt Hearst and Matt Squirrel and produced by Powerstorm Awesome Fire Incorporated. For more details and to vote for a winner, visit top5faceoff.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
All right, do you have a fact, an estimated fact, for Baywatch / the Baywatch theme tune?
Of course I do.
Of course I have. Top five quotes. Let us know, Patreons. He'll be in
Tyrone, I have done a rally driving course, thank you, Tyrone.
Of course I have. You could park a bloody jumbo jet in there. God, I love Snatch. It's so good.
It's a bit tight.
it's a bit tight, Tyrone. Isn't there some sort of competition, Hurst?
Playing from a deeper level of understanding.
Try that again.
I mean, it's the littlest hobo.
Let's try that again, though, shall we? Right, yeah.
I also have a duplicate fact. Would you like to hear? It's nothing to do with anything. It's just one of my favourite ever theme tune facts. The theme tune itself is no good, so it didn't make my list. But this is an excellent fact for the theme tune to Some Mothers Do Avum. Do you know this fact?
I do not.
Do not. All right. Okay, so I will remind you of the theme tune by pressing this button.
It's the fact that he did all his own stunts.
No. The fact is that the short notes and the long notes spell out Some Mothers Do Avo in Morse code.
That's amazing fact. What a fabulous fact.
I vote for myself like 8 times every week, but apart from that.
Yeah. And I also vote for you because I love this whole poor old me thing I've got going on right now.
Remind you to join the Patreon so you can win that and have even more chance of winning that if you become a member of the official... that's not it. Fucking every single week. It's not the official suggested club. It is the official supporter hub. I will start that a bit again. I can't remember what I was saying, so I'm going to start the entire fucking thing again. We love you guys, even when you tell us we're crap. We love you. Oh, I hope it wasn't the person from Algeria telling us we were crap. That's really going to shit on my chips.
Yes, well, on that bombshell.
What else did I have on my list? I had Game of Thrones, The Muppets, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Cowboy Bebop, the ending to BoJack Horseman, Cheers, Fresh Prince, Phineas and Ferb, Peacemaker, X-Files, Succession, DuckTales. How did we not talk about DuckTales? Scrubs, Gummy Bears, but only the German version because it's fucking hilarious, and Bucky O'Hare, which is another kids' TV film.
So I had Cheers, The Simpsons, Pink Panther, Grainchill, Knight Rider, Nightmare, MASH, yes. Crystal Maze, Doctor Who, Star Trek, Casualty, Red Dwarf, Westworld, Fraggle Rock.
Banger.
Saved by the Bell.
Oh, Fraggle Rock. Oh, my God. Fraggle Rock.
I know. Saved by the Bell, Sons of Anarchy. Also, for the rankers, I haven't done an update on the lemon plant. As quickly, and then, because there was updates this week on Facebook. Lemon plant update.
Lemon plant news now.
Yeah, our avid rankers on Facebook will see I had ants in the lemon plant this week, and I thought maybe they're eating aphids or something. They weren't. I had scale bugs on there as well. The scale bugs and ants were teaming up to take all of the joyful sap out of my lemon plant. So I descaled it, and I attacked it with anti-ant, ant-killing stuff, and everyone will be pleased to know that we are now 3 days clean from ants and scale bug. I have rescued my poor lemon plant from the beasties, and I'm keeping a close eye on it. So all is well.
That's lemon plant news now. Back to the studio. Top five face off.